one cunt. We just need another cunt.
Well, we're two cunts. We're two cunts.
I am the cast. I'm the embodiment of the cast. I'm not considered one. I am considered the cast. That was a god complex.
Jesus Christ.
That was god. I fucking that was knew god. It. That was godly shit right there.
You think I'm a fucking pilgrim and you're the king?
A fucking pilgrim. I consider you a worshiper, not a pilgrim. Pilgrims usually don't worship. They just kind of like go all over, right?
So you think I worship the king, which is you?
You should.
Jesus, your god complex is out of control.
Until I kick you off this motherfucker and become famous. Then you're like, man, I love you. I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm a god.
Your god complex is like a fucking pilgrim slave bitch hooker who, like, they cut her head off as she tries to run.
I've been known to fucking sacrifice a couple fat girls in my day.
Take your piss. Get it out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be tons. Fucking, I bought my buddy fucking beers for making her building the crib with me. And then fucking, he fucking brought his own beers and got drunk off his own beers. and then he wouldn't take any of mine. I'm like, dude, I got you 12 beers. He's like, fuck you, I'm good. And I'm like, all right, man. Fucking take care.
Our guest is here.
Oh, is he? Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, the fuck I am, yeah.
Oh, fucking
God. That was a fucking story and a half. Jesus.
Sorry, bud. I just had to get... I've been building a fucking baby's crib for 3 hours, half in the bag. I'm not in the best of fucking moods. I almost want the little prick not to show up now. All right, fucking... Well, I'll just edit this bullshit out. So
there's ways of doing that, by the way. There's ways of doing that.
True. All right, fucking 2 seconds or 5 seconds of quiet, and then I'll fucking get her going. Waffle Stomping. Episode. Oh, fuck yeah. I've been waiting for this for a fucking while. We got a fucking awesome guest on. Fucking from PEI, Prince Edward Island. I fucking found this dude on fucking TikTok way back like years ago when I added TikTok. And fucking this dude has like the best TikToks ever. Like they're like drunken advices. And dude, thank you for being on the cast.
Oh, you're very welcome, boys. I'm happy to be here.
Fuck, and just give a shout out fucking to your fucking channel so everybody knows what it is.
Fucking Ross the Boss, FTW1 on TikTok. Fucking Drunko Ross, boys. If you need some bad advice, come to me.
Who doesn't need bad drunk advice, bud?
Exactly.
Well, we're happy to have you. And fucking, like, we don't know that much about you. And I started, like, Googling fucking Prince Edward Island and got all these fucking interesting fucking facts and shit. And I was like, I'm not gonna bring up any of this shit. I'm just gonna fucking ask him what the fuck is like, what the good word is in PEI. Fucking, what the fuck is it like in PE fucking I, bud?
What's it like in PEI? Well, it's not a complete shithole, but it's my shithole. You know what I mean?
Well, it's
a decent place to live if you're over 65 and retired and have a fucking shitload of money.
Well, fuck. Who the fuck has a shitload of money and over 65? Fuck.
Exactly. PEI is a place to go to retire or to get drunk. So you obviously know which one I fucking picked.
And I fucking love it. And the fucking TikTok advices you give are goddamn fucking hilarious. Like I tried to imitate it on the fucking last cast when we gave that shit. I was like, hey, fucking, how you doing? It's fucking Canada Day. Fucking, if you're getting drunk, get fucking hard drunk, boys. I was like, dude, this is fucking so good. I love it. Every fucking one I see, it's fucking amazing. But
Thank you.
I was like, you know what? We're getting this fucking guy on, and we're going to hear some fucking PEI stories. Because we're from fucking Ontario, fucking couple hours outside of Toronto. We're damn near city folk. Minus Chris. Chris lives in, like, fucking southern Ontario where the hills have eyes and shit. But...
Yeah, it's pretty redneck up here, not gonna
lie. It's just full of wagon burners and fucking Mennonites, but fuck, you know, it's home. It's fucking home, so it is what it is. But no, fucking, when we got you on here, I fucking told you. I was like, fuck, like, think of a fucking couple stories, 1, 2, 3 fucking stories, and fucking let her fucking fly and see what you got, bud. So you fucking did that up?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. All right. Well, you want to start from the bottom, go to number three, and go to the top for the best, or what do you think? You fucking follow your heart.
Well, I think we'll start her out with a fucking classic, one that fits the Prince Edward Island and the Drunkle motto. First time I fucking blacked out.
Perfect.
So we go to one of our buddies. I guess you could say it's a fire. And I bring a flask of liquor, you know, nothing big, until we drive there. The fucking drive is less than 5 minutes and the flask is gone. And we get there, you know, socialize for a bit. And I say, boys, we got to go back to the house. I need more fucking liquor. So at the time I was drinking that dirty fucking Captain Morgan orange rum, right?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck. It's cheap and it's good. So I go home. I fucking pour this liquor into a water bottle and fuck, obviously fill it up. And I say, well, that's not enough. So I fill the fucking flask up again. And take a ride down to the gas station, fucking pick up some of that Mystic Fire shit, finish the flask again, head to the fire, meet up with some of the boys there. Took me about an hour to finish that fucking water bottle, and then Buddy started handing me fucking White Claws.
Oh, the devil incarnate.
Oh, my God. Those fucking White Claws, I'm telling you, they're the worst fucking thing known to man. They taste like fucking TV static.
Oh, fuck, bud. But they get you fucking some drunk.
Oh, do they ever. I don't remember half the night, for fuck's sakes. But I start drinking that. You know, everything's hunky-dory till I can't fucking stand up. And I start slurring my fucking words. So eventually, you know, a few hours passed. Boys started fucking with me. I say, fuck it. I go rock a piss behind the tree. See, there's a hammock fucking in between both the trees, so fuck yeah. So I sit in the hammock for a bit. I open my eyes. It's an hour later. So I passed out fucking wasted in this hammock. And the boys come ask me, do you want to go to Burger King or fucking Dairy Queen? I go, fuck yeah. Who doesn't want to go to fucking Dairy Queen while they're drunk?
You're fucking right.
So, of course, we fucking drive there. I have my head out the window fucking yelling profanities at these fucking losers walking around. And we eventually hit Dairy Queen, and my fucking degenerate friends, you can't take them through a fucking drive-thru. You can't take them fucking anywhere.
You can dress them up, but you can't fucking take them out.
Oh, Jesus, fuck no. But so we get to this fucking drive-thru, and, you know, fucking typical Indian fella asks us, what do you want? So they all order their food, and Buddy, I'm in the back. Buddy beside me goes, yeah, can I get a cum shake? So we all start fucking laughing. And Buddy on the other end, you know, he doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about. And I'm drunk. And fucking, you know, drunk and anxiety work one hand in hand. So I'm telling him, fuck, Scott, you can't do this, man. You can't do that. And a drive-thru goes, oh, sorry. Fuck my ass right in the fucking speaker. I spit out my fucking drink all over the back of the fucking seat. So the Indian fucking guy in there, of course, doesn't know what the fuck. Like, doesn't know what we're fucking saying. So we roll up to the window, and Buddy gives me this fucking shit-eaten grin look. I know damn well this isn't going to go fucking well. And we get up to the window, you know, we pay for our shit. It takes them, like 12 o'clock at night. It's taking them a little bit of time, because there's only two people in there, right?
Yeah.
And Buddy just fucking gives me this shit-eaten grin, rolls down the window, fucking climbs out of the car, fuck, opens the fucking sliding window on the drive-thru, climbs in and fucking yells at them, where the fuck is my food?
Jesus Christ.
How we got our fucking food and drove out of there without the fucking cops being called is unbeknownst to me.
And how much fucking spit did you have in your fucking shakes? Like, holy fuck.
Oh, fuck, man. I swear to Christ, the whole fucking back of the seat was just wrecked.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I learned early that you don't fuck with people making your food. I learned that fucking, Chrissy, you know what I'm talking about. The old fucking McDonald's where we grew up, fucking, you don't fuck with people making your food because they are going to fuck with your food.
Oh, you know? Fuck, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, that's fucked. What else you got in the fucking chamber? You got more to that.
Oh, I got more to the story, boys. So we go home, or we go back to this fucking fire. And my best friend, he's there. And of course, he's fucking wasted. So I don't know if you guys ever had to fucking take care of somebody fucking more wasted than you, surprisingly.
I had to take care of this cocksucker when he passed out taking a shit in my washroom. I fucking know all about that.
That's right.
Oh my!
You should have wiped my ass, but you didn't. You fuck.
I should have wiped your ass, but I just didn't. I wasn't that good friends with you yet.
Holy fuck!
Well, thanks for letting me sleep in your bed, anyway.
Yeah, shitty ass. Go on, bud.
Oh Jesus! So we go back there. My friend has had a lot more to drink than me, surprisingly, and he's pretty much passed out on the ground, fucking cold. So, a few other boys fucking show up, and my friend who was running the fire, he has this fucking cat, this big, fat, fucking orange cat, right? And he waltzes around the backyard, and they thought it would be funny. Hey, I'll give you $5 to fucking throw the cat on Keith. I go, fuck, I'll do it for free. So I fucking throw the cat, lands on his head. He wakes up, and he's still fucking passed. Like, he's half conscious, half not. This is from what I remember. And Buddy goes in, gets this big jug of fucking ice water, throws it all over him, and fucking he gets up. I don't want to go. It's too drunk. He lives 5 minutes away, like a 5 minute walk, right? It took us 45 minutes to get him from the lawn to the fucking deck of his house.
Many trips of puking on the way and all that bullshit.
You know what? He didn't fucking puke once. He was a fucking trooper throughout it. I'll give him that.
Christ on the cross. Yeah, if it takes you that long to get 5 minutes away, I figured there'd be some puking. But if he just was just fucking silly drunk, yeah, that would take 45 fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had puked prior, but the next day, the fucking it had eaten through the grass, and the grass still hasn't grown there to this day.
That fucking bile, fucking that stomach acid.
Fucking horrid.
But he Jesus. Must have been fighting trees on his way home.
Holy fuck, yeah. Like, that stomach acid, it's fucking strong. Like, I had fucking... Chrissy, when we went to high school, there was one guy, one of our old buddies, he fucked one of our other buddies' fucking girlfriends. So our one buddy, he called it a puke party. So he had like 30 of us out there, and we all fucking got wasted off whiskey and puked in a bucket, and we didn't know why he was doing this. He took all the puke and threw it on this guy's Mustang, and then the stomach acid from the puke burned like through the paint on his Mustang. God. I was like, Jesus, that was one of the best fucking evil fucking shit I've ever seen. Fuck. It's fucking dead. It's deadly. Fuck. That's crazy. So any more of that or what?
No, that's about it. That story. That was number three.
Well, fuck yeah. And I think we've all had, like I said, I had to take care of Chrissy a couple times, and he's had to take care of me fucking probably way more fucking times, but fuck, you know, it happens. It's fucking part of the bro code. You gotta fucking take care of the boys. That's how she goes.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't let the fucking boys die. Can't let them die in a fucking drinking night. That's just fucking upper.
Well, you gotta teach them a lesson at least once.
Oh, fucking right. Like, if you can't fucking be, like Chrissy here, he got fucking wasted at my house. And like I said, passed out taking a shit. But like, we were giving him shots of Jack Daniels. And he was being a fucking tough guy. He's like, fuck you guys. Like, this is nothing. I just leaned over to my buddy. I said, hey, fucking, I said, Dan, go get the fucking tequila. And then we brought the tequila out for the fucking cunt. And we're like, here, take this. It's water. And that fucking prick just started slamming tequila thinking it was water. That's not fucking water. I was like, you're fucking right, it's tequila. Have fun with that, motherfucker. And oh fuck, was he drunk.
God damn it. I've never been so drunk in my life.
Dude, the best was when, like, the next morning when my dad fucking woke up and made us all, like, he made like 10 people breakfast, and like bacon, sausage, fucking hash browns, eggs, everything you could imagine. And then Chrissy walks down just fucking still wasted. My dad's like, there's some crispy bacon over there for you, Chris. Fucking Chris just runs upstairs, starts puking again. We're like, oh, fuck. We don't think he's going to fucking eat. We better just leave him fucking be.
I couldn't eat a thing.
I remember my mom looking at you being like, Chris, you don't fucking look too goddamn good. I'm still drunk.
I drove home drunk and went to bed for like 6 hours.
Yeah, that was a fucking time. Fuck. What do you got for number two, bud?
Well, number two is the first time got caught by the cops. So we were at this fucking school, and a few of the boys pull up. Same guy who fucking hosted the fire, big surprise. And he had his fucking bong with him and a few weed pens. So at the time, I didn't indulge, but everyone else did. My best friend was with me. It was buddy hosting the fire and one of his other friends. So we get in this fucking car, and he just had fucking mixed scrotums or something like that. He throws it out the fucking window in the parking lot. And they start fucking ripping these weed pens, these dirty old fucking disposable weed pens, right?
Devil itself, for fuck's sakes.
Oh, yeah. Like, they start ripping these in the car. Fuck, it looks like fucking Cheech and Chong's fucking car when you open the door, right? It's fucking horrible. So I stepped out for a bit. That's, like, first time I got fucking, like, contact high or secondhand high, whatever the fuck you call it. And step back in. Buddy's fucking got an eighth on the dash, got the grinder in his lap, and the bong on the fucking floor of the car. So he's grinding up the fucking weed, and we see this fucking, like, we thought it was just a car passing by in the parking lot. No, it's fucking this big fucking cop.
Is it fucking RCMP? Excuse me? RCMP, or what do you fucking got?
Oh, no, city cop. City cop.
Oh, you got city cops on.
Oh, yeah. That'll make all the difference at the end of the story. But we fucking, this guy knocks on the door or on the window with the flashlight, and we're like, who the fuck is, oh shit, we're going to jail. Oh, we're like 16 at the time, right? Like, we're rat bastard kids. We don't know the fucking difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Like, we're paranoid as fuck. It's like, oh my God, we're going to jail. It's like, I didn't even smoke. I'm associated with these fucks, and I'm going to jail with them.
So I'm a drug user.
Yes. So he rolls down the window, and the cop looks in the car, looks at Buddy baked behind the wheel, looks at the fucking eighth on the dash, the bong on the floor. He looks at Buddy in the passenger seat. He goes, is that your litter on the ground? He goes, what? Is that your litter on the ground? No, I was holding it there until I could find a trash can. Yeah, we both know that fucking story's bullshit, boys. So he made the fucking drive. He looked at the driver, said, you step out of the car, please. That's how I knew, like, we're fucked. We're going to jail. We're fucked.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
So he was talking to him behind the car. I'm fucking, like, shaking in the back seat. he fucking gets back in the car. Buddy fucking comes over to the passenger side. He goes, all right, you're lucky I don't fucking fine you guys for littering here. And you really think it's a fucking good idea, hotboxing the car while he's driving? And of course, we all go, no, officer, no, it's not a good idea. Who gives a fuck? But this guy fucking says, all right, pick up the liquor or pick up the litter. And fucking, you're lucky I don't make you clean up the whole parking lot. So it's like, all right, whatever. So fucking cop leaves. We'd fucking like the sigh of relief goes over our fucking face. It's like, holy fuck. We almost went to fucking jail.
Fucking dodged a bullet.
Oh, fuck. So, of course, Buddy would do the most responsible thing. Fucking drove home baked as fuck. And almost got fucking caught by the cops again. Fucking narrow escape from those fucks. But, no, that was... That was one of the fucking worst experiences of my life.
Yeah, the fucking getting fucking pulled over by the fucking fuzz is a fucking... that's why I don't fucking blaze. And I used to drink and drive all the time. Not fucking proud of that by any means, but I fucking stopped drinking and driving because I used to work at a fucking bar, and I used to drive to the... I was a bouncer at a bar. And yeah. I fucking hated it. So I used to get drunk before I went to the bar, and then I would just fucking fight drunk at the bar. I got pulled over by a fucking cop one time, and I almost fucking was like a sigh of relief. I was like, fucking thank God I don't have to go and fight tonight. I'm just going to fucking get a DUI, get thrown in the slammer, I'm all right. And the fucking cocksucking cop pulled me over, and then he pulled behind me, but then he turned his lights off, pulled right beside me, rolled down his window, and he yelled, "Fucking slow down." I was like, "All right." And then fucking he drove away. I was like, "That stupid prick just let a drunk driver go."
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I was like the fucking last time I was fucking drinking and driving. I was like, "All right, you learn your lesson. Like, don't fucking blaze and drive, or don't fucking drink and drive." And I can't blaze and drive because I get like, I call it, me and Chrissy talked about it before, I call it the fucking fear. And it's like when you smoke so much weed, you get the fucking fear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, eh? Oh, like when I get the fucking fear, bro, it's like the fucking FBI and the CIA are outside my door ready to fucking kicking in and shit. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't fuck with that shit. But
oh yeah.
But she is what it is, but fucking at least it worked out, for fuck's sakes. Like, if you, like I was gonna say, if you guys had the fucking RCMP, those cocksuckers would have fucking cuffed you up and threw you on the fucking horses and rode away, for fuck's sake.
Oh yeah, no, we do have RCMP here. It's just majority city cops. Fucking RCMP called me fat one time, cocksuckers.
Those ignorant sons of bitches.
Oh yeah, he was fucking, he had a fucking gunt on him too, the cocksucker.
Did you fucking give him one or two or what?
I was so fucking stunned I couldn't. Didn't want to go to fucking jail.
Yeah, you can't call me fat, you motherfucker. And people in glass houses shouldn't throw fucking stones.
That one cop with the litter, you know, he just didn't want to do paperwork, right?
Yeah, it's a fucking like, yeah, I'm just gonna let these motherfuckers go. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
just take a chance and drive home fucking stone, because I don't want to do the paperwork for 4 hours. Fuck.
Fucking Jesus Christ, bud. But the RCMP is like going to the major cities or some shit?
The RCMPs, they'll fucking be anywhere on the island, but city cops are the majority here. You'll see the RCMP roll around every now and then. But
because the fucking island, and I didn't know this, I looked this up when I was Googling a little bit of shit about PEI. The fucking island is fucking cordoned off in three sections. It's like Kings,
Queens, and Prince County.
Prince, Queens, and Kings, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I never fucking knew that.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, they're their own little fucking, like, own little provinces within the fucking province, for fuck's sakes.
Well, it's pretty much shithole, sort of shithole, even bigger shithole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, like, where's all the fuck? Is there any fucking rich cunts that live there? Like, there's gotta be.
Oh, yeah, fucking town of Stratford. That's where all the rich fucking cocksuckers live.
The fucking McMansions and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, all the fucking Irvings. My fuck. They have a residence here. Oh, yeah, the Irvings.
That's the fucking top of the fucking tits, eh? That's, like, the family.
Oh, fuck, yeah. The fucking house they have here is fucking unbelievable.
What do they own?
What do they do?
Not a fucking thing. I don't even think they live here. I think the house is empty.
Jeez. How'd they get all their money?
Oh, Irving Oil. Fucking.
Oh, it's oil.
Yeah, Irving Oil. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we didn't know
that. I've never heard of that. But still, if you got anything before and after oil, it doesn't matter because you're fucking rich.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, I was looking up a bunch of fucking facts about PEI. Like, it's 240 fucking 2 kilometers fucking long, and it's fucking only fucking 42 kilometers long. Like, holy fuck, it's like my dick. It's like really long, but really skinny. I'm like, good on it. Fuck.
Lots of islands, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read that, too. There's like a fucking pile of little islands, eh? What the fuck's that all about?
Where the fuck is that?
It fucking said on the fucking Google, there's like, oh, there's 24 islands surrounding it, little tiny islands that are like uninhabited. I was like, holy shit, you could like go there and start like a fucking little colony, a fucking Lord of the Flies fucking the pop lick kind of shit. But
oh yeah, oh fuck yeah, yeah, there's a few of those around.
That's fucking, we see, we have
on them. Nobody owns those islands.
I don't know if nobody owns them, but I know there's one. There used to be a settlement there in the 50s, but it just got abandoned. Like, there's no houses there now or anything, but...
Is it Crown Land?
I have no idea where the fuck Crown Land is, but I could be wrong.
Crown Land is unregistered Canadian land. It's from... it's actually... They say it's owned by England, but it's called Crown Land because it's... you can't buy it because it's still owned by fucking... the fucking queen and whatever that bullshit is.
Well, it ain't owned by the fucking queen anymore.
I fucking who knows what they fucking have, but still fucking, if you, yeah, you guys have probably the same thing. There's a little tiny fucking islands that you can kind of boat around and shit, eh?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, fuck.
Sounds like good places to party.
Fucking right.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
There'd be bears and shit on there, though, wouldn't there?
Not on the islands.
Well, I don't know. We don't have bears on the island, period.
Oh, okay.
You got snakes?
Yeah, we got fucking, like, little fucking shitty garter snakes, but other than that, fucking nothing.
Those cunts won't hurt a fucking fly. Yeah. No.
They're fun to fling at your friends.
You don't have any fucking poisonous fucking spiders or any of that shit? You guys got the Black Widow yet?
Fuck no, we don't have any of that shit here.
Jesus Christ, we got the Black Widow like 10 years ago. We got the fucking cocksucking Black Widow. What's the other one, Chrissy?
The brown recluse.
The brown recluse, the cocksucker that hides in like fucking gardening gloves. But they're in Canada now, so they're not fucking as poisonous or whatever. So we got the Black Widow and shit. And this fucking asshole was telling me one day, he's like, oh, I found a fucking nest of Black Widows. I'm like, there's no such thing as Black Widows in Canada. And then he's like, yes, there is. And I Google it. And it's like, yeah, fucking 10 years ago, the Black Widow and the Brown Recluse fucking migrated up to fucking Canada. And they lost half of their fucking poison potency. So now if one of those cocksuckers bites you, your hand will just rot and fall the fuck off. But you won't die. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm like, I'm not fucking. I grew a bit of weed in the backyard. It's legal down here, as I imagine it is up there.
Yeah.
And fucking, I'm fucking afraid to fucking touch my fucking weed plants because I'm afraid one of those little black fucking goddamn red ass cocksuckers will bite me and my hand will melt off. Fuck.
Well, we did have that one teacher who got bit by a Black Widow and died.
Oh, yeah, but that was in Mexico. We had a fucking, this piece of shit English teacher. We fucking hated the cunt in high school. He went down to Mexico to look at all the Aztec fucking pyramids and shit, and the cocksucker got a fucking bite on his toe from a Black Widow, and he was such a cheap prick, the cunt wouldn't fucking go and get looked at in Mexico. He fucking flew back to Pearson in Toronto, fucking dropped dead in Pearson.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was a sheer prick. I don't mean to, I don't like wishing death or anything like that on people, but that fucking prick deserved to die.
He was a piece of shit.
Honest to God, he gave me like a C+ in fucking art, and that really upset me. He deserved to die.
He picked me up from the back of my fucking collar and like forced me to the office thinking I was like a college student. It's like, I'm just a fucking high school student, you prick.
Yeah, like if you wear a fucking, you wear a college jacket, that automatically assumes that you're a fucking college student. Like, you fucking stupid prick.
Yeah, but he was also a perv because he used to like only coach the girls shit.
Rugby team, the girls soccer team. He was Babington, totally fucking. Everything. He was totally fucking a couple of them. That fucking creepy fucking snide nosed cunt.
Oh yeah, I think every fucking school has one of them though.
Fucking right, eh? Fucking right. Like every school has a drunk French teacher and a fucking a pedophile hiding in the fucking wings. You know what I mean?
It's the drunk custodians. The drunk custodians.
Well, yeah, but I'd be, for fuck's sakes, if I was making $40 an hour at a high school mopping fucking floors, I'd be drunk too. Fuck, that's just common sense.
Oh, fuck yeah.
fucking right. Jeez. Like these little high school kids walking by, like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. And I was like, you're making $40 an hour. Like, you take a sip of your fucking whiskey. Like, yeah, fucking suck a dick.
Yeah, I'd be like, I know where your locker is. Yeah,
yeah, I'm literally going to jerk off in your fucking school bag after you're gone. Fuck you. Fucking cunts, but fuck no, that's fucking, it's all fucking use, it's all fucking information like from PEI that we don't fucking have, and it's like, it's, that's the fucking best thing, is like pieces of shit like from Ontario like us to hear this shit. I'm definitely coming out to fucking PEI. I'm definitely doing an East Coast fucking tour. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
I got a buddy in New Brunswick and I got a buddy in Newfoundland, so I was like, you know what, I might fucking just make a fucking around the country trip, fucking hit up New Brunswick, hit up fucking Newfoundland, hit up PEI, and we'll just get fucked up. Because I hear you boys have some good moonshine out there, too. I heard it's like the fucking devil's nectar out there, for fuck's sake. So.
Oh, yeah, the apple pie moonshine you can get here, pal? Fuck. It is good.
Sit you down, eh? Is it the real fucking shit, though? Is the real distilled fucking... If you drink too much, you might fucking go blind type of shit. That's the fucking shit.
Well, if you count fucking people making it on their stove, then yeah, sure.
If you have a makeshift fucking still in your stove, that's where you're at.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
I only want to drink moonshine out of grandma's fucking 1850 barrel.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink moonshine unless it has three X's on the jug, and after I finish, I can blow in the jug and fucking play a little bit of music, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, can I spit it out and it lights on fire with a lighter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, fuck yeah. If you can't do a dirty Gene Simmons fucking blowing fucking fire and shit, like, is it even moonshine? Like, fuck. It's got to be 151, that's fucking straight. Jesus. But fucking great, but what do you got for number three, bud? Number one, I should say.
Oh, the number one. This is the fucking this is the one I put on the mantle. Doing the fucking Bubbles impression for J-Rock.
Oh, so, yeah, you fucking saw Jonathan Torrens?
Yeah. He was here. Fuck, I couldn't tell you the year, but he was here quite a while ago. He was doing a it's almost like a Canada Day tour. He'd go to every province in Canada and do...
Yeah, fucking Leahy and Randy used to do tours in Ontario at the colleges, so I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. But he was doing something for fucking TV. Like, I don't know. Like, he'd go to every fucking province and do the thing that's most culturally accepted there, I guess. Like, he'd go to Newfoundland, kiss the cod, have a shot of Screech. Go to fucking, you know, he came here.
I remember seeing that. I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he did that fucking one thing in Newfoundland where he did the Screech and there was like he kissed a flounder. He did something with shit or like that. I remember seeing something like that like years ago, like fucking like 10 or so years ago.
Yeah, it was something like that. But he came here dressed up in the fucking the leather Captain Canada outfit, right? And he jumped into a giant butter tart.
Jesus Christ. Captain Canada, for fuck's sakes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a fucking massive Trailer Park Boys fan, right? Hearing this news that he's here, it's like, oh, fuck, I got to go.
Oh, fucking right, dude. Fucking right. I love the Trailer Park Boys. That's my top fucking five, bud.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Best fucking Canadian show out there.
Oh, fucking right. And it's like, it's fucked how goddamn good, like, well, not besides Julian, because Julian's a cocksucker in real life, and I have numerous stories about how he's a cocksucker, but fucking Bubbles and fucking Ricky, really good guys. You know who else is a really good guy? Remember fucking Corey and Trevor?
Yeah.
Remember how Trevor got kicked off the fucking show because he wanted more fucking money?
Yeah.
I went down to a fucking club in fucking Toronto, and they're like, fucking featuring Trevor from Corey and Trevor. I'm like, what the fuck? No way. So he went in. Nice. And it's just this fucking guy on the fucking stage. And I'm like, oh, he's going to do a fucking comedy routine. Like, it's Trevor. Like, it's fucking awesome. And like, literally the dude went on the stage and he just talked shit about fucking the real life guys, like Paul Wells and all those guys. He just talked shit about them. He's like, they fucking paid me $70 a day. Fuck you guys. And everyone's just like, what the fuck? Is he just turning on everyone? Like, what the fuck? And then we just sat there and all of a sudden he's just like, those guys can suck my fucking dick. And everyone booed them. Like, the motherfucker got booed off the stage.
No.
And I was like, wow. I'm like, and that was like the beginning of the trailer. That was probably season 5 or 6. So like, this is years ago. And like, everybody didn't understand, like, what the fuck? And then the next season came out and he was gone. And we were like, yo, that's why. He fucking got kicked off the show because he wanted more money. And they were like, fuck you. Like, you're nothing in this show. And they booted him.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, I saw fucking Leahy and Randy at fucking, we have a college in our hometown, fucking Fanshawe. I saw them and we got VIP passes and went backstage. And that's when I found out, like, fucking John Dunsworth, he's like a fucking, he's sober. He just pretends to be drunk and shit. He actually had the only addiction he had was he was addicted to the, what do they call them in the fucking
VLTs.
VLTs, a fucking video lottery gaming machine thing. So we all fucking, and we were talking to him and he's like, yeah, he's like, don't, he's like, I would get paid. He was telling us this sober. He's like, I would get paid, like, I get a paycheck from, like, my acting fucking college. He's like, I get a paycheck $800 a week. He's like, I'd spend fucking $500 at the VLTs or whatever the fuck they're called. I'm like, holy fuck, you were actually addicted to those? He's like, fucking right, fucking right.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I was like, fucking, it's those fucking boys were interesting as fuck. But sorry, go on with your fucking. So what happened with the J Rock shit?
So fucking J Rock was is like, this is before like the shooting started happening there, and he was getting fucking set up, like they were fucking tweaking the suit and all that shit. And, you know, like, he was signing autographs before. It's like, all right, yeah. So he was in behind the stage there, wherever the fuck he was. And I'm there with my fucking mother, God love her. He looks over at us because we're looking at him like, I'm starstruck. Like, this guy's fucking awesome. I fucking love J-Rock. He looks over. He gives us a wave. I go, fuck yeah, I wave back. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's the fucking best thing that ever happened in my life at that point. My mother fucking pipes up. You know, he does a really good Bubbles impression. I go, oh, you fucking didn't. So he looks over, he goes, I'll have to fucking come over and hear that in a minute. I go, I'm fucked. So here I am for like 5 minutes in my head thinking, what the fuck am I going to say to him? So I had everything fucking planned out. I had everything perfect. So he comes over, he goes, all right, let's fucking hear it. So I go, oh, fuck, J-Rock, I don't know. I forgot what I was going to fucking say, but my bird's doing this. And he fucking went off as J-Rock. It was the best fucking thing I've ever fucking seen.
That was a pretty good impression, bro. I'll give you that. That was pretty good. Even for fucking being on the spot right now, that was pretty good.
Oh, dude. Solid. I've been doing that impression since fucking grade 8. That's what everyone fucking who knows me for here, besides the drunkle character.
That's fucking solid, bud.
Oh, yeah, it's what made me fucking famous.
I consider myself a fucking master at doing fucking impressions and voices. And, like, I love how you got, like, the small gurgle of his voice. That's really hard to do. Good on you, bud. Good on you.
Thank you. Yeah, we went to the bars dressed up as the Trailer Park Boys. They fucking featured us on their on SwearNet, actually. It was fucking mint.
Oh, fuck yeah. I see that. I would have got SwearNet, but then when they start charging money for SwearNet, I'm like, all right, you know how the three guys bought the fucking rights off the actual creator, right? Whatever the fuck that faggot's name was. And they just took over and they started fucking just fucking like licensing everything and all this shit. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, they were fucking doing it right, but I don't fucking yeah, it's the SwearNet charging like $4.99 for that shit. I was like, man, fuck you. Like, that's horse shit. But
oh yeah.
What's that?
I was gonna ask you, as a fucking Trailer Park Boys fan, what is better, pre-SwearNet Trailer Park Boys or post-SwearNet Trailer Park?
Pre-SwearNet. Oh, fuck my, yeah. My fucking favorite season of all time. My favorite episode, I should say, is Halloween 1977. Oh, or 77. Okay, perfect. That's my favorite fucking episode. And that was season 6, I believe.
Yeah.
And fucking, from season 7 when they fucking met fucking, what's his name from the 80s band? Fucking Sebastian Bach or whatever. Yeah. Like, I liked that. It was good. Like, it was a good way, but after they got the money and after they got the power, she went fucking downhill. And that's my opinion of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, but like my favorite episode, man, it's got to be the Bible Pimp.
Oh, yeah. Do you know how to read the Bible, my child?
I don't know. Can you go fuck yourself?
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself. Like, they just kind of look at each other like, fucking that, dude. That was a good one. But like, my favorite is Halloween 1977. It's like, well, all of a sudden, you know, like, we want to get into some mischief. So Ricky decides we're going to get into some mischief and push Leahy's car into the trailer.
Oh, the liquor spilled all over him. Yeah. Looks like he fucking pissed himself.
And it did look like he pissed himself, and he was drinking. So it did kind of, it did make sense. Fucking perfect. Perfect, bro.
My fucking favorite episode was when he had all the sheds that he was having as like a hotel. And
the shed and breakfast.
Yeah, that was season 8 or 9, wasn't it?
That was season 8, I think.
Yeah, that was right. The newer shit. Yeah. And he had that old woman, what was that old woman's name that was always like, you cocksuckers? Like, what was her? Fuck, she's dead now, but she was in the show. Fuck, I can't remember.
Was it the fat one?
It was like the fat old one, the short one. She was like in the later episodes, and she had a really like grimy voice. She's like, "You cocksuckers better get my trailer fixed." And she was like a
fixer. Marguerite.
Yeah, Marguerite. Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, she's fucking. She died like 2 years ago. I was like, I saw that on. They put her fucking death on TMZ for fuck's sakes.
Oh yeah,
like, yeah. She was so well known. I was like, oh fuck, she is a that. She reminded me of my grandmother. Just a hard old. Fucking melted faced bitch. It brought me back to my grandmother for fuck's sakes. But no, fuck yeah, man. Fucking love the Trailer Park Boys. But did you get like a picture, an autograph with J Rock? Or
oh fuck yeah, I got a picture with him doing the fist bump, man. It was fucking great.
Did you ever know fucking J Rock, Jonathan Torrens, when he did? Did you ever see Jonavision?
Yeah, Jonavision. I think I was too young for that, but I've seen a bit of it.
Yeah, me and Chrissy, we're 38, eh? So we're fucking old as fucking come. So fucking my art class went to a Jonavision taping. Yeah. And it was like, it was Degrassi yeah. Junior High and shit, like Snake and Wheels and fucking Joey Jeremiah and all that fucking early Toronto bullshit 80s shit. We went to that fucking cast and they had the reunion cast and it was like Jonathan Torrens. And like, I was like sitting there, I was like, man, like, I just remember sitting there thinking like, this is before J-Rock obviously, right? I just sat there and I stared at him. I was like, dude, that guy sucks dick. There's no doubt in my mind that guy's gay. And like, you know, far be it for me. I'm not a bigot or anything. Like, you want to suck the dick, go more power to you. But I remember looking at him being like, dude, that guy is going to be a dick sucker in 5 years. And then 5 years after that, he was doing Trailer Park Boys. Well, I was clearly fucking wrong on that one. Jesus fucking Christ. But no, bud, fucking, those are fucking three goddamn awesome stories. And I'm fucking super fucking glad I had you on and fucking, what the fuck would they remind the listeners? What the fuck is a TikTok again?
Ross the Boss FTW1, boys.
Fucking honestly, nice. Like, go fucking look at that shit because it's like short little amazing advice drunk clips from fucking the best Canadian fucking perspective I've ever fucking seen. Fuck. And that's what I said to my boy Chris. I was like, dude, we gotta get this guy on. Like, this guy is Canadian embodied straight up. Like, dude, I'm like, if I had fucking 5 milli right now, 5 milli in the bank, I'd give you a reality show. Like, here's $5 million. Go fucking do some shit. And it would be like Trailer Park Boys times five. It would be fucking awesome.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, I think we're at 42 fucking minutes and got some fucking great stories and shit. But I say we fucking end her on that on a high
right
note.
Right on.
All right, well, again, buddy, thank you for fucking coming on. It's been
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I can't wait to the next time because we definitely got to get you on again, bro.
Oh, fuck yes.
Fucking all right, man. Well, Chrissy, you want to fucking end her, bud?
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Check us out on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Twitter, Waffle Stomping Podcast. Remember, keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.